Monday. Right now, fairly breezy in the city. Wind is gusting up to 30. Temperature 5 degrees in the capital.
All right. And our live 88.5 car crasher is Jim Bray. And you can read his reviews. Go to live885.com. Click on the startup engine to get all those. And we've got him on the line this morning. Jim, you got a chance to check out the 2010 CR-V. Tell us about that.
The current model is a couple of years old now, and it's changed quite a bit, but the 2010 is not that much different from the 2009, and that's fine. It didn't need a lot of changing. To me, the major change that they made, the most welcome one that was made with this model style, was they changed the tailgate. The old tailgate was like it is on the RAV4 right now. You know, it's hinged on the right,
okay.
And so if you're opening it up and you're parallel parked, you have to walk all the way around your vehicle to get at it to put your groceries in, but the current CR-V has the hinge on the top, so it goes up like a regular tailgate,
right.
And that makes all the difference.
Nice. So highlights then of the Honda CR-V are what for you?
You know, it's just a very nice vehicle. I mean, it's front-wheel drive. It's, you know, it's not huge on power or anything. It's 180 horsepower from the four-cylinder engine, which is fine. I mean, that's competitive. 161 pounds-feet of torque. It's all-wheel drive vehicle. You can get both all-wheel or front-wheel drive, but the all-wheel drive is basically front-wheel drive centric, and when the torque needs to go to the rear wheels, it sends it there, so it's not, you know, four-wheel drive all the time. I think they call it real-time all-wheel drive. Anyway, it works really well. I mean, this is not the sort of SUV crossover type thing that you're going to want to take up the side of the Rocky Mountains, but if you're driving around the city for doing groceries, you know, hockey mom, you want to drive it in snow, it's just ideal for that. It's a very nice vehicle, very comfortable. The one I had was a little upmarket. It had had a lot of nice stuff in it. It had leather seats, heated leather seats. It had the navigation system and all that. And still, for all that, it only came in at around $35,000-$36,000, which is, you know, a lot of vehicle for it. And that, you know, navigation, five-speed automatic transmission, the all-wheel drive, very comfortable. I enjoyed it a lot. I think, though, I didn't find it quite as much fun to drive as the RAV4 I'd had a couple of weeks before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it would be very tough for me to make that decision between the RAV4 and the CR-V, because I really hate that tailgate on the RAV4, driving it better than the CR-V. So I don't know, that's a tough one. Again, the RAV4, a little bit more fun to drive. CR-V, a little more accessible for cargo.
All right. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. And you also checked on the Toyota Sienna minivan, and we'll get those reviews from you here in just a sec. It's the Live 88.5 startup. And at 8:13, better, a high of 21 on the way for Friday. Right now, 4 degrees in Ottawa. And Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray, on with the startup this morning. Gotta love a job where you get to play with a new car or two every couple of weeks. That's awesome. And Jay, you got a, or Jim, you got a chance to check on the new 2011 Toyota Sienna minivan. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, minivans are not the sexiest vehicles out there, and I've always kind of driven them out of necessity. But that said, if you have to have a minivan, this new Sienna is really nice. I actually had to laugh. I was reading a Car and Driver review of it a week or so ago, and they were saying that it is the most fun to drive in its class. And they found it rather ironic that, you know, the vehicle of Toyota that is the most sportiest of the competition happens to be the minivan.
Yeah.
But I can see what they're saying. It's very nice. And talk about storage space. I mean, we bought some plasma TVs over at Christmas time.
Right.
And, you know, we had to get a friend in a pickup truck. And they would have fit in the back of this thing really easily. Room for seven. The rear bench folds right down into the floor to make a flat floor. And it's really easy to do. I mean, you don't even need to open the manual for it. You just pull on a little lanyard type thing and pop, right. It's gone.
Wow.
And the center row has captain's chairs. They're on rails. They slide forward and back, so you can have as much leg room as you want. But if you want to maximize the storage space, well, the first thing you do is you kick the people out of the captain's chairs in the second row.
Right.
And then you slide them up as far as they'll go. And the seat bottoms actually lift up a little bit. So they tuck themselves right up behind the front seats.
Right.
And the space behind is unbelievable. I mean, you could camp in the thing.
And the power, I understand, is quite substantial in this minivan as well, is it not?
It has Toyota's virtually ubiquitous 3.5-liter six-cylinder, 24 valves, all that stuff. And, yeah, it's 266 horsepower,
wow.
245 pound-feet of torque. So, I mean, we're not talking a racing car because it's a big vehicle, but it has all of the power that you'll need. It drives really nicely. Also has a six-speed automatic transmission with a manual shift. Now, you know, manual shifting in a minivan sounds kind of silly, but I found it comes in really handy. If you're driving down a hill, rather than riding the brake, you just slap her down a gear. It works beautifully. Very nice vehicle. The one I had was about $36,000. Had everything except leather and heated seats.
Right.
Well, didn't have a navigation system either, but really cool. It has a little display up in the dash right underneath the windshield that, you know, you can have. It's your usual information display. You can have it doing your gas mileage, whatever.
Yeah.
But when you shift her into reverse, it becomes a very small rear view camera monitor. Cool. So that's very nice too, because of course, when you're driving a minivan, you can't see anything out the back anyway. You might as well be driving a semi-trailer.
How does it rate as far as towing capacity?
Yeah, Toyota rates it at 3,500 pounds, so I guess that depends on the size of your trailer, but that's pretty decent. You know, this thing has so much storage space inside it that, you know, you could use it as a delivery van, you know, put little racks inside it or anything. Of course, then you're getting into the territory of that new Ford Transit Connect, which is kind of a cool little vehicle. But yeah, I mean, there is so much room in this thing. You could do just about whatever you wanted with it. I'm supposed to be getting a motorized bicycle to review in a couple of weeks, and I was kind of hoping it had come in while I had this, because it would have been perfect to drive it home. The last thing I want to do is actually ride the bike, you know. But
that's funny. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, and you can find his reviews at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine, and we always end with a tip. Jim, what do you got for a tip this week?
Well, I just want to tell people, you know, something, a little handy thing for carrying in your vehicle in a place where you can find them easily, all the contact numbers you might need, the emergency contact number, any personal information. If you have outstanding medical needs, you know, just put them a little card inside your glove compartment. And that way you have them if you want them, or more importantly, you have them there if the emergency people need them.
Very good. Thanks as always, Jim. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
And you can find Jim's reviews at live885.com. Click on the startup engine to do that. And if you're in your car right now enjoying the